And now we have some more poems from Talking Newspaper's resident poet, Glenys Halliday.
The insurance man. Each week on the bicycle, the insurance man came round. I gave a penny every week. The payout was £5. Life was hard, so even this was difficult to find. But I nearly always found it, 'cause in back of me mind was that when I had popped me clogs and gone off to the sky, folk I knew could eat boiled ham and perhaps a bit of pie. Enough would be left over to get some alabaster. I didn't want my own name chipped on a piece of plaster. Well, I got me wish, I got me stone, was happy with me lot. But after nearly 50 years, I really lost the plot. When I think of all me efforts, I really feel quite sick. For after all that scrimping, I'm just another brick. On U3A, the title was Guilty Pleasures. I sat for a long time and realised I don't feel guilty about anything. I think I've earned them. So henceforth this one. Guilty Pleasures. As I reach the age of 70, one lesson I have learned. Any pleasure that I take, I feel I've truly earned. When young, I had to leave my bed before the dawn had cracked. Time snoozing under blankets is what I sadly lacked. So if the day is snowy or the windows flecked with rain, I fluff up my duvet and snuggle down again. I wear exactly what I choose, no keeping things for best. Living now on borrowed time may soon be laid to rest. So when it comes to dining, you girls know what I mean. Eating out most days, just keep the oven clean. As I go out frequently, my money is soon spent. To make up for housebound years is my one intent. If I want cake, I'll have it. For breakfast, dinner, tea. Though always eat it standing up. Less calories, you see. At my stage in life, the next theory suits me fine. That I need preservatives, which can be found in wine. If one glass doesn't work, quaff another if you dare. If that's also a failure, you'll be blotto and won't care. So when I take my pleasures, believe me, I take many. I revel in them every day, but guilt, there isn't any.